actually about to talk wine. Now, this Sunday, the inaugural Taste Orange at Barangaroo is kicking off, and the idea is to get some of the produce from the orange region down to Sydney and get people tasting it. There's going to be 20 wine and food stalls, and one of those is going to be Ross Hill Wines. Now, Aaron Winwood is from Ross Hill Wines. He joins me. Good morning.
Good morning, Nick. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. And we're going to do something a bit unusual. We're going to have a bit of a live wine tasting on Breakfast Radio. Please direct any complaints to 95149500. But let's talk a little bit about Ross Hill. Tell me a little bit quickly about the winery itself.
Okay, so we're a small family winery based out in Orange there. We've been going for around about 20-odd years, so 1994 we kicked off. And we've become one of the top producers, us and a few other guys out there, are kind of kicking things off. And we've got a lot of other little small producers there as well who are doing a great job as well. So what we're doing this weekend is trying to boost the Orange region.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Now, you brought in a couple of wines. We've got a Chardonnay, which I think we're kicking off with, because it's obviously clearly the most breakfast of the wines that's available.
Absolutely.
Let's grab it and tell me a little bit about while we have a sip.
No problems. Well, firstly, everybody says in the wine tasting world that drinking in the morning is the best time as well.
Well, there you go. I should point out that we are doing this on Facebook Live, and I have worn a cravat for the occasion. So if you want to jump on facebook.com, nick.healy, you can check this out happening live. Anyway, so tell me a little bit more about the Chardonnay.
Beautiful. Okay, so this is our Pinnacle Chardonnay from 2014. This is probably our top-selling wine, and it's probably the best thing that comes out of Orange in terms of what everybody does in white wines. So Chardonnay is probably the best thing that comes out. This one here is our Pinnacle range. So it's a fully oaked Chardonnay. Okay, so we picked that, crushed it, and put it straight into barrel. Okay, so that sees around about 18 months in various types of oak. It's all French, and it's a stunning wine. Please have a little try. I hope you don't have toothpaste on you.
I do not have toothpaste. That is really nice.
Yeah. So kind of peaches, nectarine, all that kind of stuff. A little bit of oak at the back. It's a really beautiful wine.
Stone fruit without being sickly, though. It's not too sweet.
Exactly right, yeah. So it isn't viscous at all. Quite soft and delicate. So this is the type of wine that you'd have with maybe fish or some poultry.
I would say if today's capping out at 33 degrees, this would be a very nice wine to have later in the afternoon.
An ideal
this would be
wine.
Absolutely perfect.
And I wouldn't mind drinking it at 12 degrees either, to be honest.
Yeah. Really? You'd have it anytime?
Anytime.
Now, I did see that Ross Hill Wines is actually carbon neutral, which I thought was interesting.
Yeah, we're Australia's first certified carbon neutral winery. So we've been working towards that for the last few years. So we've got a huge solar panel on our winery, which is almost the size of a football field, is the size of our winery. Yeah, it's an old apple packing shed up there. Yeah, so and we've got our own dams and everything like that, and all of our cars and everything have been offset. Yeah,
and you said that was a family-owned winery as well. Was that just something kind of important to...?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's the Robson family who owns it, and they're originally from Orange, and they decided to... They were grape growers back in the day, and they decided to crack on and produce a label. And it's gone from strength to strength.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's try the red that you've brought in, because I'm quite interested in this. It's the Cabernet Franc, which I think we've heard is not actually the most common of varietals that you see around Australia.
No, it's a great variety that you often see blended back with things like Merlot and Cabernet Sauvignon. So probably the best way to describe it is it's a little bit heavier than Pinot Noir, but lighter than Shiraz. Now, the first thing that you will get now is on the nose, you'll probably pick up something like violet or something quite floral.
Yeah, very
floral.
It's
quite a delicate wine. So this is it's a wine that I always find is handy for people that struggle with Pinot Noir and have always drank Shiraz or Cabernet. So it's a step back down, but a lot of flavour in there as well.
Colour's light, but darker than a Pinot Noir, obviously.
Correct. Yeah.
It's really lovely. It's very light, does seem really fresh. I'd almost call it a summery red in its own way.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But when you taste it, this is where it's a bit of a flavour sensation, if one will.
It's almost a little peppery.
Very peppery. So you've got a good palate there. Yeah. So Orange as a region, it's cool climate. So that induces a lot of peppery and white pepper, for instance, and cloves and things. Yeah. So when drinking that one, I always imagine eating slow roasted lamb shoulder with a bit of rosemary.
Well, now I am too, but I was fine before. Yeah. I'm probably going to have a bacon and egg roll with it afterwards. But no, this is absolutely lovely.
Oh, beautiful.
All right. So, Ross Hill Wines, you're one of the 20 stall holders that's going to be happening down at Taste Orange at Barangaroo.
Exactly right,
I believe it's kicking off at 11.
11 runs o'clock, through till 5 o'clock. That's right.
So, people who want to change a pace, want to try something a bit different, get involved on what should be a very lovely Sunday day.
It should be a beautiful day. I was just checking the weather before. So, it looks like we're in for a nice day. And it's not just wines. We've also got our food producers from Orange as well coming down as well.
So, well, fantastic stuff. I'll hopefully introduce people to a great little region just outside of Sydney and get them a bit more excited about it.
And then come up and visit us straight afterwards.
We'll do that indeed. Aaron, thank you very much for coming in, and big thank you to bringing in the wines for...
I'll be leaving those bottles here, and I'll be listening intently to see
you will. You should listen to the Daily after. All right. Thank you very much. Do get yourself down to Taste Orange at Barangaroo. As I said, it's at, obviously, at Barangaroo. There's nowhere else it could be, and it's happening from 11 o'clock.